In northern Iraq, a Kurdish leader says his forces and U.S. troops are pressing forward and have seized control of a key mountaintop. He says no Iraqi defenses remain between those forces and the Iraqi-controlled city of Mosul. NPR's Ivan Watson is with a division of Kurd soldiers in the area. Hello, Ivan.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Good, thank you. Has there been any reaction where you are in northern Iraq to what is happening today in Baghdad, the toppling of a huge statue of Saddam Hussein, celebration by citizens in the streets?
Absolutely. I've been here nearly 2 months, and I've never seen a scene like today in the main Kurdish city of Erbil. Groups of hundreds of people were out in the streets, clogging up the streets, cheering, waving signs saying, "No Saddam," chanting things like, "Saddam is stupid, Saddam is gone," really happy, waving American flags, driving around in taxis, waving the banners and colors of different Kurdish political parties. It was really a jubilant atmosphere, and even out in the countryside where many people don't have the satellite dishes where they can watch these images on television, word is leaking out even to the countryside, and people are giving thumbs up signs, and again, a celebratory atmosphere here in northern Iraq.
Mm-hmm. What about in Mosul? Is it still controlled by Iraqi forces?
Well, that's what we hear, and I was perhaps 15 miles from Mosul today in an area that the Kurds claimed they had captured in a battle last night. It was a mountain called Mahlab that overlooks that city. It was a little too overcast to actually see the city itself. Now, when we spoke with villagers there, they said, in fact, that the Iraqis had withdrawn from the area several days ago. It had been effectively under in no man's land for some time, and then Kurds with American special forces came in last night, Kurdish guerrilla fighters, and were establishing an area there. The Kurds are claiming that the road to that northwestern city of Mosul is now open to them, and should the Americans say, "Go ahead," they will go ahead with the Americans to try to liberate that city.
Mm-hmm. In the meantime, that key mountaintop, what does capturing it mean strategically for the U.S. forces?
Well, it gives them a view. It gives them a commanding view, a high position overlooking the entire area. But I do think it's been exaggerated a bit by the Kurds. I'm at a different front line, just 25 minutes drive from this city, Erbil, where the people were celebrating today. This is on the road to the other northeastern Iraqi-held city of Kirkuk. And here the Iraqis are still in position, just a matter of miles from a main Kurdish city. And in fact, they were firing artillery at the Kurds here overnight and early this morning. American warplanes were bombing their positions, according to the Kurdish guerrilla fighters here. So the Iraqi army in the north is not giving up at this time.
Yeah. Briefly, Ivan, what else have you seen in the region today?
Well, in addition to these moments of jubilation, some people are getting very excited. Residents of that city of Kirkuk, who've been kicked out of that city over the past several decades by the Baghdad government, ethnic Kurds, scores of them tried to go back to that city today, despite the fact that the Iraqi army blocked the road, and the Kurdish guerrilla fighters who run security in this area, they said they had to turn back scores. They called it thousands.
Thank you very much, NPR's Ivan Watson, at 21 minutes before the hour.